Carl Delgado, who brought two cars from Roy, says car shows keep his family busy.
We usually have at least one car show every weekend, and then sometimes we do some during the weekdays. Pretty serious. It takes a lot of time to get these cars ready. Before each car show, to wash them, it takes like 4 hours a car.
Delgado says the cars take work, but they're worth it.
So this is a 1967 Chevelle Malibu four-door hardtop. It's not necessarily a dollar value, but it adds a lot more nostalgic value because we get a lot of older couples that come up and, man, I had this car.
They are rare because they are used for parts. Delgado says everything on this car is original. While many people like to soup up the classic cars with new engines, he says there are a lot of people that like the car in its original form.
They remind you of the old days of the good cars.
The second car is a 1956 Bel Air.
This one has a root beer and cream color scheme. The cool thing about this car, the 56, is if you look around, you actually can't find the gas tank anywhere. And it's behind that left taillight. And they did it that way just so that the car was more symmetrical and didn't have an ugly gas tank sticking out of one side.
Colby Ross, a Logan resident, says he's a novice when it comes to cars, but he enjoys shows like these.
I'm probably bigger into the older cars. I like seeing them. They make me wish that I had the money to afford them. I like the Stingrays, the classic cars. I also liked all the old Camaros that they have, the SS Camaros.
Rusty Eagle, a car owner at the show, has been coming to the Cache Valley Cruise-In for 5 years.
1969 Plymouth Roadrunner. I bought it in 2008. Started restoring it shortly thereafter. It took me about 4 years to restore it. I got it back on the road in 2012.
Eagle, along with his wife and two children, drive this car often.
So it's almost like part of our family now, and I hope that, you know, I got a 6-year-old and a 3-month-old, that hopefully one of them will pick it up and keep going with it.
Eagle says it's hard for everyday people to appreciate the time and effort that goes into restoring a car. For him, it is his art and passion.
I just loved when people ask me the question, you know, did you do it yourself? And I get to tell them yes. You know, it's not something that I found in classifieds and picked up. It was something that I found in a dirt field, and I started from scratch.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigard.